Blog Talk Radio.
This is a Quiet Storm production.
Yo, Moro reset to me, son of man. Eat that what you find us. Eat this road and go speak to the house of Israel. So I open my mouth and he calls me to eat that road. And he said to me, son of man, cause your belly to eat and fill your bowels with that road that I give you. Then did I eat? And it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. Come eat this road, yo. Come eat this road, Open your mouth, digest these words and fill your soul. It's honey for sweetness when he speak these words to me and make me grow. Come eat this road, 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 come eat this road. Open your mouth, digest these words and fill your soul. It's honey for sweetness when he speak these words to me and make me grow. Come eat this road, 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 come eat this road. Then at the table, tore my plate, all the food gets great, they find more favor. No man don't live by bread alone. Begin my portion in the morning like I'm eating on a bagel. Just a spiritual food, living orgy and apple pork, try being tea. Shout out to my level with the lions of the town. Silence on a pound, figure hear my brother bug crying from the ground like Abel. Ziggy or three, tell me fill my belly. Guess the words of y'all ain't none you can tell me. There's none you can tell us. Why my people so regret, still jealous of the truth from me. You've been zay. We harden our hearts, stiffen our face. Yahweh said, don't be afraid of they words. They do all my scorpions. Said, look, don't be dismayed. Tell them everything I say, whether they hear or just they may. And when I looked at him, was sent to me in a roll of a book just late. He spread it right before my face. Trouble was written on every page. Lamentations like this time described in Jeremiah's day. Moses fasted 40 days to receive the laws of Yahweh. From the morning up till evening, all you can eat like a buffet. Gotta stuff your plate with the words you read. And sweet is dessert if you eat it. Teach it to your children to keep it. I need it more than air I'm breathing. Come eat this road. Open your mouth, digest these words and fill your soul. It's honey for sweetness when he speak these words to me and make me grow. Come eat this road. 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 Open your mouth, digest these words and fill your soul. It's honey for sweetness when he speak these words to me and make me grow. Come eat this road. 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 Menorah on my chain, tore my ring, bridges hanging low. Yeah, rock my tassels in the booth so long as we feel like the feast of tabernacles. Scripts on deck, yeah, I'm
finna go retarded.
Ain't nothing to name, y'all wave me the heart. Since praise is contagious, the same. We just thought I ain't the same as you artists in the game. Full of talks, I aim at everybody's speakers. Turn them loud and let this bang. Turn up, turn up, turn up for Yahweh, yeah, give them his praise. Never felt a feeling like this, getting high, couldn't even come near it. Don't need food or water to never, cause Yahweh fills me with his spirit. Put a new heart inside my chest, not a stone, but one of flesh. All your laws I have not kept, and if I fall off, that's my death. But that's my fault for being kept. If it ain't Yahweh, who you got left? I owe my all to the Almighty, hope you got me through my steps. Open them scrolls and see what's next, come meet this road till you digest. This whole book, like Eli, so I keep mine by my side. Over coast, I can be in show. We still in the comatose. Come meet this road and get aloft and have a feast to your overdose. Meet this road.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Giving all praises, all glory, and all honor unto the mighty Yah, whose name is Yah, Yah alone, hallelujah. And welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. Here at the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street. I am Moray Ishia from the House of Israel, Cincinnati, here to bring you nothing but the truth. And it's a great honor to be able to speak the words of Yah this evening and night to magnify Him. And we praise the mighty Yah and say shalom to all of our listening audience in the internet. And we know that the only reason you tuned in to us is because of your fear and great love for the mighty Yah. And as I said, we're going to teach nothing but the truth of the Most High, Yah. But who is this Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only redeemer, and the only savior, and the only king of Israel and the world. Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And Yahweh is the Holy One of the nation of Israel. So we give all praises to the Most High Yah, whose name is Yahweh alone. And this week, we've been dealing with Yah's holy feast days, the holy days of the mighty Yah. Yahweh has seven holy days. And why does Yahweh only have seven holy days? Because seven is letting you know that Yah is complete. He has a complete number of holy days. It has to be complete. He doesn't have some off-the-wall thing of 25, 20, 30 holy days or things like that. Just seven meaningful holy days that all have a purpose. In Yahweh's holy days, we've dealt with three so far. The first holy day that we dealt with is the first holy day mentioned in the Holy Scriptures. So it is not only the first holy day mentioned in the Holy Scriptures, but it is the first holy day given unto the children of Israel. The Most High taught us about this holy day, which is called the Holy Sabbath of Yahweh. And this was the first holy day we dealt with. This is your seventh-day Sabbath that occurs every 7 days. We also dealt with Yah's holy Passover, which is the second holy day that Yah gave his people and mentioned to his people. And why is it the second holy day? It's the second holy day because this is the holy day in which Yahweh got glory for his name. And his name was magnified in the earth. If you just look at that real quick, it's in the book of Exodus, the 10th chapter. We'll show you what the Most High is doing with his holy days. In Exodus, I'm going to see what we need. Ninth chapter. And I'm going to start reading in the 15th verse. It says, "For now I will stretch out my hand, that I may smite thee and thy people with pestilence, and thou shalt be cut off from the earth. And in this very deed, for this cause, have I raised thee up, for to shew in thee my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth." This is what Yah said unto Pharaoh, let you know that the Passover was established for Yah's name. The Passover was given to establish Yah's word. The Passover was a holy day that we had to remember and make a memorial for the night that Yahweh brought us out of or passed over our houses and smited all the firstborn of Egypt. Also, yesterday, Mori Isaiah dealt with the third holy day, which is the day or the feast of unleavened bread, which is a holy day that set Israel as a nation apart. What other nation has had such a thing happen to them? That Yahweh stretched out his arm and delivered through mighty, terrible war and wonders. and miracles and took a nation from another nation and brought us out of the land of Egypt. And this was the third holy day that we dealt with, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And to this evening, into the night, we will be dealing with the fourth holy day. And that is the Feast of Weeks. Now, the Feast of Weeks is a holy day and a holy time that many people really don't know anything about. You might have heard it called Pentecost. And you have Pentecostal Christians. Because in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, in the second chapter, roundabout, there was an event that occurred, and it was supposed to be during the time of Pentecost. And new tongues and so on and so forth happened, and all this hoopla that really never happened. But it was during the time of Pentecost. It was the Greek word for 50, for the Feast of Weeks. And so you have these Pentecostal Christians. Some Israelites might call it Pentecost. But what is Pentecost, or what is the Feast of Weeks? And why would Yahweh give us a holy day and a holy time called the Feast of Weeks? Well, for first off, Yahweh calls it the Kav Shavuot, and that's Hebrew. And what is Kav? Just like he called the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Kav Masot. Why is it Kav? It's Kav because that word means pilgrimage. Denoting the fact that Moreh Yeshai brought out over these past few days, that you have to keep the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and as you'll see, the Feast of Weeks, you have to go to Jerusalem to keep this holy day. You have to go to his holy place. And you're going to see that the Feast of Weeks is sanctified, that it is set aside. And why would he name it the Feast or Pilgrimage of Weeks? And that also will let us know that the Feast of Weeks has to be dealing with counting weeks, knowing about weeks. And why is that important? It's important because a lot of people want to follow after the calendar that was created by the Jewish man, Hillel the Second, to be precise, in the second century AD, which goes by, not only does it go by the so-called moon, but that Jewish calendar goes by a dark moon, which is completely ridiculous. Because Yahweh made two great lights. So how can you determine your calendar from a dark, invisible moon, which should be a light? But they use the Jewish calendar that states that the Feast of Weeks is a certain time, and they establish that they count from, or they explain, I should say, that they count from the day or the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is not how Yahweh told you to do it. Yes, I know a lot of people are being disturbed by what I'm saying, and some people that don't even know about the Feast of Weeks just don't know what I'm talking about. They don't know about the Feast of Weeks, period, because a lot of teachers don't teach about the Feast of Weeks because they don't know when the Feast of Weeks is, nor do they know how to determine the Feast of Weeks. And the people that do claim to keep the Feast of Weeks are doing it based off of a Jewish calendar, and that's completely erroneous and out of order. You're also going to see that the Feast of Weeks is only for the holy. You cannot be defiled to keep the Feast of Weeks. You got to be holy. It's in a holy time. It's for His holy praise, because you got to be holy to praise the mighty God, which is why it is the fourth holy day. And you're going to see what Yahweh is showing us, how to praise Him, and the time of the Feast of Weeks is holy for praise. Now, as I said, the Feast of Weeks is the fourth holy day. Let me show you that. It's in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, we'll begin reading in the very first verse. And it says, "And Yahweh spake unto the children of Israel, or spake unto Moshe, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning my feast." Now this is not Kav. This word here is Moedim, which means set times or set seasons, which means they're fixed. They don't have to be determined by the moon. But he said, concerning my feast of Yahweh, which he proclaimed to be holy convocation, even these are my feasts. So the first one he mentions is verse 3, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, of holy convocation. You shall do no work therein, it is the Sabbath of Yahweh and all your dwellings. That's the first one. Then he says in verse 4, these are my feasts, again, my set times, letting you know they're set apart. Yahweh said, this is my Moedim, my set times. The feast of Yahweh, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim to be in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month, at even is Yah's Passover. That's the second holy day he tells you to keep. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread. Unto Yahweh, 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. That's the third one. In the first day, you shall have a holy convocation. You should do no servile work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh, 7 days. And then the 7 days is a holy convocation. You shall do no work, no servile work therein. That's the third holy time. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying, speak unto the children of Israel. Now, this is what we're dealing with. In verse 10, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when ye be come into the land which I give unto you, very important, and ye shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And he shall weigh the sheep before Yahweh to be accepted for you. And on the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall weigh it. And he shall offer that day when he weighed the sheep a he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto Yah. And the meat offering thereof shall be 2 tenth deals of fine flour mingled with oil, and an offering made by fire unto Yah for a sweet savor. And the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of the hin. Why the fourth part? Of course, because offerings are for praise. And the Feast of Weeks is the fourth holy day, and it is in the order of praises. Now, how do we know that the fourth is for Yah's praises? Just to show you, briefly, in Genesis, the 29th chapter, it states in the 35th verse, and she conceived again, this is Leah, and bare a son, and she said, Now will I praise Yahweh. Therefore, she called his name Yehuda and left barren. This was the fourth son. Because the fourth is for praise. And so, why is it that the Feast of Weeks is such a holy day that it bewilders many of our people? Go to the book of Jeremiah, the fifth chapter. We're going to see what Yahweh has to say about these things. You're going to see that the Feast of Weeks is reserved for a certain people. In Jeremiah, the fifth chapter, start reading will begin at the 19th verse. And it states here in Jeremiah 5:19, well, I want to start to get you a little bit better, clearer understanding. Start at verse 15. Lo, I will bring a nation upon you from far, O house of Israel. Say it, Yahweh. It is a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language thou knowest not, neither understandest what they say. Their quiver is an open sepulchre. They are almighty men, and they shall eat up thy harvest and thy bread, which thy sons and thy daughters should eat. They shall eat up thy flocks and thy herds. They shall eat up thy vines and thy fig trees. They shall impoverish thy fig cities, wherein thou trustest, with the sword. Nevertheless, in those days, saith Yah, I will not make a full end with you. And it shall come to pass, when ye shall say, wherefore does Yahweh our Elohim do all these things unto us? Then thou shalt answer them, like as he hath forsaken me and served strange deities in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that is not yours. You hear that? The Most High let us know that because we forsook the Almighty, which means we forgot him, turned our backs on him, didn't see him, didn't acknowledge him, and didn't consider him or his ways, he forsook us and sent us into a strange land to serve strange gods and to serve strangers in a land that is not ours. Declare this in the house of Yaakov, verse 20, and publish it in Yehuda, saying, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, he's talking to us. We don't have understanding. We haven't had it. And this is why you don't hear a lot of people teaching about God's holy words according to God's holy words. So hear, O foolish people, without understanding, which have eyes and see not. Isn't that what he said about his servant? Which have ears and hear not. And Yahweh said, fear ye not me, saith Yah. In other words, you're not going to honor me? Are you not going to honor me, saith Yah? Will you not tremble at my presence, which have placed the same for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass it. And though the waters and though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over where the Most High told them not to. You're not going to honor this great Elohim. And you don't know how these waters maintain their place, but he gave the decree. But this people, verse 23, hath a revolting and rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Yes, he said, this is how we are. This is how your heart is. is not only a revolting heart, which means you always want to rise up against your maker, but you're rebellious, meaning we don't even want to listen. We not only want to rise up and bring cause of no justification to the Almighty. Why you do this to me? Why can't I be blessed? I just want to be blessed. I want to be blessed, and you don't want me to be blessed. And we rise up against him, and we're rebellious because we don't keep his law. He said, but this people have the revolting and a rebellious heart. They have revolted and are gone. Verse 24, neither say they, and this is why you're not blessed. Neither say they in their hearts, let us now fear Yahweh our Elohim. Are we saying this? Are we saying, let's just honor Yah? I'm tired of the oppression. I'm tired of going to the grocery store. Let's honor the Most High. Let's fear Yahweh our Elohim that giveth rain. Now, why is that important? Because it's the rain, the literal physical rain and spiritual rain that allows you to grow. Because you need the rain to fall upon the earth and upon you so you can grow food and nourishment. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear Yahweh our Elohim that giveth rain, both the former and the latter, in his what? Season. Not in its moon, not in its sun, but in its season. It's set time. It's fixed time. He reserved it unto us, the appointed weeks of harvest. Don't you see? The Almighty said that the wheat of harvest is reserved and appointed for us. And why aren't we feeling or fearing Yahweh our Elohim that gives us this rain, the former and the latter? So in the appointed, which means it's set apart, it's ordered, it's in a certain place. It's not in a place determined by the Jewish man. It's not in a place determined by the Catholic Church or determined by the Book of Enoch or Jubilee. It is determined by Yah. He is the one that appointed these weeks, and he reserved them for us. So how are you going to let someone that is not us tell you when to celebrate and to appoint and count your feast of weeks? The Most High wants you to know when the feast of weeks is. He wants you to observe it. He wants you to do it. But you have to meet certain criteria in order to keep the Feast of Weeks. Let me show you in the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter. Remember, the Feast of Weeks is appointed and reserved for us, Israel. And who did he give his word to? He didn't give it to Esau. He didn't give it to the Jewish man. He didn't give it to the Christian. He gave it to the children of Israel. And in the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, we'll begin reading in the 9th verse in Deuteronomy 16. Because there's criteria to be able to even understand how to keep the Feast of Weeks. You got to know that the Feast of Weeks is set aside for Israel. But you got to meet the criteria. And in Deuteronomy 16, verse 9, it says, 7 weeks. There's that seven again. Why? Why does God want you to have 7 weeks and 7 days and 7 holy covenants and 7 feast days and 7 signs? Because 7 is complete. He's not going to give you some incomplete weeks. He wants you to not only have a complete set time of weeks, he wants you to know and understand how to count a week. What is a week? It's not hard for anybody to understand that a week is 7 days. The whole world knows that. Even though there's some fringe cultures that think there's 10 days in a week and 8 days in a week and 9 days in a week. But everybody knows there's 7 days in a week. And we can prove that all through the book that there's 7 days in a week, and I'll show you that today. But 7 weeks shall you number unto you. Which 7 weeks? Are you supposed to pick 7 weeks out of the thin air? Weeks is a measurement of days. A week is a measurement of days. It's not a measurement of nights. It's not a measurement of the moon. It's not a measurement of the stars. But it's a measurement of days. As the month is a measurement of days. As the year is a measurement of days. And you're going to see that. And you have to count 7 weeks. Which 7 weeks? If you don't know Yah's time, season, days and years, how are you going to count his weeks? And why is Yahweh telling you to count his weeks if Yahweh don't care nothing about counting? Because I've heard people say that. Yahweh don't care, concerned with counting. You just got to listen to what he tells you. And you're right, you got to listen to what he tells you. And he told you to number unto you 7 weeks. Begin to number 7 weeks from such time as you begin to put the sickle to the corn. So that means you have to be an agricultural person. You can't go to Kroger, Pathmark, King Cullen, Stride Rite, Aldi's, Whole Foods, Publix, trying to cover all the grocery stores, but you can't go to these stores, which is first checking the year that you want to pick the time of the year, and pick up some oranges and apples and bananas and things like that, and put them in a basket that you're going to got from Walmart, and then go to your sanctuary, wherever you may be at, and then y'all have a Sabbath, and you have a holy convocation. That's not how that works. It says you have to begin to number the 7 weeks from such time as you begin to put the sickle to the grain or the corn. And when do you do that? Well, of course, Israel don't know, because Israel don't have their own land. Yahweh said he put us in a stranger's land. And we're serving strangers. And when does Babylon start harvesting or start putting the sickle to their grain? Well, all year round. All year round they make you work. Somewhere in Babylon, somebody is trying to grow corn in the winter. And they call it winter greens and winter squash and all this winter stuff. And I don't understand how you're growing something in the wintertime when nothing's growing. Yet still, Israel's serving a stranger in a strange land. And for you to bring your so-called first fruits of your grains, because this is your wheat harvest, this is not your apple harvest, it's your wheat harvest, when you bring the first fruits, how are you going to do that if you're not in your own land? And thou shalt keep the feast of weeks, verse 10, unto Yahweh thy Elohim, with a tribute of a free will offering of thy hand, which thou shalt give unto Yahweh thy Elohim, according to Yahweh thy Elohim, according as Yahweh thy Elohim hath blessed you. And you shall rejoice before Yahweh, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant, and the Levite that is within your gate, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow. And are you doing this? I don't think so. That are among you in the place which Yahweh, thy Elohim, has chosen to place his name there. Now, where did Yahweh put his name? Did Yahweh put his name in Cincinnati? No. Did Yahweh put his name in London? No. Did Yahweh put his name in Zimbabwe or New York or Miami? No. So you shouldn't be keeping the Feast of Weeks there. And he said in verse 12, which is what is the very essential thing you must know about the Feast of Weeks. In verse 12, and thou shalt remember that you was a bondman in Egypt, and thou shalt observe to do these statutes. How are you going to keep the Feast of Weeks in America as a bondman and woman, as the son and daughter of a servant, a slave? How are you going to keep it and remember you was a bondman and you're still a bondman? No, the Most High wanted you to be free. And not only free, he wants you to be holy. But you see the criteria we have to meet to keep the Feast of Weeks. First thing he lets you know is 7 weeks. And why? Because it's complete. But what 7 weeks? And then there's more criteria. And I want to know, is this what people are doing? Or are they just putting some fruit in a basket and treating it like Easter? In Deuteronomy, the 26th chapter, start at the first verse, the Feast of Weeks, you had to do something, and it's, excuse me, and it's here in Deuteronomy 26 and 1. It says, and it shall be, when you are come into the land which Yahweh the Elohim gives you for an inheritance, and possess it, and dwell in therein, then you shall take of the first of all the fruit of the earth, which thou shalt bring of thy land, and Yahweh thy Elohim, that Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee, and shall put it in a basket, and go unto the place which Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose to place his name there. And thou shalt go unto the priest that shall be in those days, and say unto him, I profess this day unto you, Yahweh thy Elohim, that I am come unto the country which Yahweh swear unto our fathers for to give us. Can you say that in America or wherever else you're at? No, you can't say that, because you're not in the place that Yahweh swear unto our fathers to give us. And the priest shall take of the basket out of thy hand and set it down before the altar of Yahweh Elohim. And thou shalt speak and say before Yahweh thy Elohim, a Syrian ready to perish was my father. And he went down into Egypt and sojourned there with a few and became there a nation, great, mighty, and populous. And the Egyptians evil entreated us and afflicted us and laid upon us hard bondage. And when we cried unto Yahweh Elohim of our fathers, Yahweh heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. And Yahweh brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with great terribleness and with signs and with wonders. And he has brought us into this D.C. You can't say this place in Atlanta because that's not the place. And he has brought us into this place and has given us this land, even a land that floweth with milk and honey. And now he didn't say a grocery store where you can get milk and honey. Notice the words that Yahweh is saying. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land, which thou, O Yahweh, hast given me. You can't go to the Whole Foods with your EBT and swipe on the government and put it in a basket and take it to your sanctuary and say that this is what you got from Yah's holy land. You just can't do it. And now, so set it before Yah, thy Elohim, and worship before Yahweh, thy Elohim. And you shall rejoice in every good thing which Yahweh, thy Elohim, has given unto thee and unto thine house, thou and the Levite and the stranger that is among you. This is what we have to do. When you have the first fruits, you have to say this because you have to remember that you are a bondman in Egypt. You have to remember that Yahweh brought us out. But we're not in our land today, and we're not able to do that. That's not fitting the criteria. Again, Yahweh says this in the book of Leviticus, 26th chapter. And what am I showing you? I'm showing you the Feast of Weeks. This is the fourth holy day of the Most High. And he's showing us how to praise him and what to praise him with. And where to praise him at, and when to praise him. In Leviticus 26, just to show you that the Feast of Weeks, this is set aside for Israel. And you got to know when it is. And why is it in the fourth? Well, let me show you Leviticus 26. It says, you shall make, in verse 1, you shall make no idols, no graven image, neither rear up any standing image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down to it, for I am Yahweh Elohim. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reserve and reverence my sanctuary. I am Yah. If ye walk in my statutes, Yah says, and keep my commandments and do them, then will I give you rain in due season. That means in its set aside season, in its appointed season that Yahweh has for the rain. For you, I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And your threshing shall reach your threshing is when you start breaking up the ground, which is done precisely, approximately, I should say, at the end of the winter. And your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, meaning you'll have food in the time of threshing, all the way until the time of vintage, which is harvest. And the vintage, your harvest, shall reach unto sowing time, back around. The threshing and sowing time is the same time. Shall reach unto sowing time, and ye shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. And I will give peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid, and I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land, and ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. This is all if you keep the statutes and his commandments and do them. And ye shall eat, and he says in verse 9, for I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. And ye shall eat old store, and bring forth the old store because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and will be your Elohim, and ye shall be my people. I am Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt. And you should not be, that you should not be bondmen. And I have broken the bands of the yoke and made you go upright. But if you will not hearken unto me, and will not do all these commandments, and if you will despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgment, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I will also do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and a burning of wood, that you that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart, and you shall sow your seed in vain. You see? Because that's what the Feast of Weeks is about. It's about the food that you reap to praise Yahweh with. But if you don't follow his law, you're going to sow your seed in vain. For your enemies shall eat it. And I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies, that they hate you and shall reign over you. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee as when none pursueth. And if you will not yet for all these hearken unto me, I will punish you seven times more for your sins. And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. Meaning, you won't have anything to praise Yahweh with. You won't have anything to praise Yahweh with. He won't reign for you, and you won't be able to bring the first fruits of your land. Because you won't have any first fruits. And he won't give us first fruits if we don't follow his law. Now, look at the book of Leviticus, the 19th chapter, in the 23rd verse. In Leviticus 19, verse 23, it states here, and when ye shall come into the land, and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, then you shall count the fruit thereof uncircumcised 3 years. Shall it be as uncircumcised unto you, and shall not be eaten of. But in the fourth year, all the fruit thereof shall be holy to praise Yahweh withal. That's what you do in the fourth. You praise Yah. And the Feast of Weeks is in the fourth time. It's in the order of four. So you can praise the mighty Yah. This is how you praise Yahweh. But you have to be holy to do it. How do I know you got to be holy to praise the Most High? How do I know the land got to be holy? How do I know the food or the fruit you bring must be holy? Go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 22nd chapter. And you're going to see. Deuteronomy 22, verse 9, it states here, thou shalt not sow thy vineyard with thy seed, lest the fruit of thy seed which thou hast sown and the fruit of thy vineyard be defiled. See, if you sow with different seeds, meaning if you take the seed of a cabbage, and you take the seed of a carrot, and you sow it together, you've just created something defiled. If you take the seed of a carrot, and you take the seed of corn, you have made something defiled. You take the seed of a sweet potato and the seed of a carrot, you made something defiled. If you take the seed of an apple and the seed of a grape, you made something defiled. You take the seed of any of these things that are not of their own kind, and you sow them together, it's defiled, which lets you know that there's no way you, whoever you are, that thinks that you can keep the feast of weeks in America, is doing it in a holy manner. Because 99% of the food you get at the grocery store is defiled. Just look at it. Look it up. Broccoli, carrots, sweet potatoes, potatoes, period. Tomatoes, bananas, grapes. All your favorite fruits and vegetables have been mingled. And Yahweh didn't want you to bring that mingled, defiled food for offering. You can't have it. Look in Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter. Yahweh wants you to be holy. He wants his offerings to be holy, and he told you so. In Deuteronomy 14, verse 1 states, ye are the children of Yahweh Elohim. Ye shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. For you are a holy people unto Yahweh Elohim. And Yahweh hath chosen me to be a peculiar, people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth. Thou shalt not eat any abominable thing. So you're not allowed to eat the abominable sown foods either. These things are defiled. You can't bring them as an offering. You can't put them in the dirt. You can't eat them. And we have to do the law of God. Not only do you have to be holy, and does the food have to be holy, but the place where you do this service must be holy. And how do we know Yahweh set this place apart for his praise, his holy praise? Well, because it's the land of Israel, and he set it aside in the order of four. The land that Yahweh wants you to bring his first fruits to, in the place where he wants you to bring it to, it was set up in the order of four for his praise. And you have to be holy to praise him. And let me show you. In the book of 1 Kings, the 6th chapter, you're going to see that the place where Yahweh chose, the place's name, is the city of praise. City for Yah's praise. In 1 Kings 6, verse 1, it states, and it came to pass in the 480th year, after the children of Israel will come out of the land of Egypt, and if you count 7 Sabbath years up to 480, you will see that you are in the 4th year. And then it tells you, in the 4th year of Solomon's reign, which is the month Ziph, which is the 2nd month that he began to build the house of Yahweh. That's when he began to build it, and look when it was completed. Not only did it start in the order of four for his praise, and to praise his name, but it also was completed in 7 years, and it was completed in the year that was the order of four again. In the same chapter, in the same book, the 1 Kings, 6th chapter, verse 37 states, in the 4th year was the foundation of the house of Yahweh laid in the month Zip, and in the 11th year in the month Bull, which is the eighth month, was the house finished throughout all the parts thereof, and according to all the fashion of it, so was he 7 years in building it. It was finished in the 11th year of Solomon's reign, which is 7 years later. And 11 is in the order of four for Yah's praise. And this is exactly where you had to go for the Feast of Weeks. Let me show you that. Go to the book of Exodus, the 23rd chapter, the 14th verse. In Exodus chapter 23, verse 14, it says, three times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days as I commanded thee in the appointed time of the month of Eve. For in it thou camest out of Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. And the feast of harvest, that's what this is. The feast of weeks is the feast of your harvest. That's why harvest and vintage and reaping, they all require the same meaning. The feast of harvest, the first fruits of your labors, which you have sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, which is at the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field. Three times in the year, all males shall appear before Yahweh Elohim. Where? Before Yah. Look in Exodus 34, verse 21. 6 days shalt thou work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest in ear time and in harvest. Thou shalt rest, and thou shalt observe the feast of weeks, of first fruits, of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. Here, the Most High lets you know more explicitly what this feast is harvesting, what it's about. You're harvesting the first fruits of your grain. Because Yahweh said, don't take a pledge of the upper and lower millstone, because that is his life. He needs to harvest his grain and create his bread, because that is a staple among eating. You need grain. I mean, so many things we do with grain. And so you have to understand this is the first fruits of your harvest, a wheat harvest. And three times a year shall your men children appear before Yahweh Elohim of Israel. And where did Yahweh place his name? Go to the book of 2 Chronicles, the 6th chapter. Just to show you, this is the place where you must go, then can't do it here, and this is the place that Yahweh has set aside for his praise. This is in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 6. It says here, but I have chosen Jerusalem, that my name might be there, and have chosen David to be over my people Israel. There it is. We must go to Jerusalem. That's where Yah's house is. That's where Yah's name is. That's where we go to praise Yahweh with our first fruits. Now, what is the time of the Feast of Weeks? This is a question that eludes everybody I know. And not just everybody I know, because some of us do understand when the Feast of Weeks, but this eludes a lot of people I've ran into and spoken to and I've heard teach, and then I see people keeping the Feast of Weeks according to the Jewish man. And the Jewish man would tell you, you have to start numbering your weeks the day after the Feast of Unleavened Bread, or on the Feast of Unleavened Bread, how they say it. And where does it say that? And I asked some people that follow the Jewish way, well, why do you say that? And they say because the Feast of Unleavened Bread is Sabbath. They're right, the Feast of Unleavened Bread is a Sabbath. But look what Yahweh says in Leviticus 23, verse 10. In Leviticus chapter 23, verse 10, Yahweh states, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when thou become into the land which I give unto you, you shall reap the harvest thereof. And you shall bring the sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And you shall weigh the sheaf before Yahweh to be accepted for you. On the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall weigh it. And you shall offer that day when ye weigh the sheaf a he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto Yah. And the meat offering thereof shall be 2 tenth deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto Yahweh for a sweet savor. And the drink offering shall be of wine, the fourth part of a hin. And ye shall eat neither bread, nor parched corn, nor green ears, until the selfsame day that ye have brought an offering unto your Elohim. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. And ye shall count. Here you go, Yahweh telling you, you got to count. Yet you have teachers telling you, don't count. And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath. Now, when is that? What day is that? What week is that? What month is that? Well, if you know God's signs, seasons, days, and years, you will be able to know when that is. And I can tell you, Yahweh didn't make the Feast of Weeks in the order of four just for nothing. And he didn't make and emphasize that anything dealing with the Feast of Weeks must be holy for nothing. But he tells you that it has to be on the morrow after the Sabbath. Now, that doesn't mean the Feast of Unleavened Bread, because if he wanted it to be after the Feast of Unleavened Bread, he would say on the morrow after the Sabbath of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, or after the Feast of Unleavened Bread. He would have just said it. He wouldn't make you figure it out, because there's only one day that is titled the Sabbath, and that is the Shabbat day, the Sabbath, the seventh day of the week. You can't start it at any other time. And he told you in the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, this has to be when you begin to put the sickle to the corn. When do you do that? You don't do that at the end of the year. You don't do that in the middle of the year. But this is something you're going to do in the beginnings of the year. Now, you know we were in Jerusalem for the Passover, for the Feast of Unleavened Bread. We was having all these holy times. We weren't even at home half the time. And the fruit didn't start to ripen yet to where you could start harvesting it. So when is the time that you can be able to say, hey, the fruit of that grain is starting to bud. I can start taking it off. It's standing corn grain now. I can take it off. But he said, when you see it's that time, when it's like, okay, start to take it off. Now you need to count 7 weeks. And he said, on the morrow after the Sabbath shall you number 50 days. And ye shall, verse 15. Let's read that again. And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that ye brought the sheaf of the wave offering. The Sabbath, from the day that ye brought the sheaf of the wave offering, which is, of course, the day after the Sabbath, will be the first day of the week. Yom Akkad, or some say Yom Rishon, which you know is S-U-N day. You shall number seven Sabbaths shall be complete. Why seven Sabbaths shall be complete? Because it is the Sabbath that completes a week. And you've got to know your Sabbath to know your weeks. Because it is the Sabbath that completes a week. And he said you got to complete seven Sabbaths. And then he said, even unto the morrow after the seventh Sabbath shall ye number 50 days. So it will be 50 days by that time, and that's why they call it Pentecost, some people. It will be 50 days, and ye shall offer a new meat offering unto Yah. On that 50th day, ye shall bring out your habitation, two wave loaves of 2/10 deals. They shall be of fine flour, and they shall be baking with leaven. They are the first fruits unto Yah. And ye shall offer with the bread seven lambs without blemish of the first year, and the one young bullock, and two rams, and they shall be a burnt offering unto Yah, with the meat offering, and the drink offering, and an offering made by fire, and a sweet savor unto Yah. Then ye shall sacrifice one kid in the goats, and a sin offering of two lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of peace offering. And the priest shall weigh them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering before Yah. And two lambs, with the two lambs, and they shall be holy to Yahweh for the priest. And ye shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it might be a holy convocation unto you. Ye shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. When ye reap the harvest of your land, you shall not make a clean riddance of the corners of your field. When thou reapest, neither shall you gather any gleaning of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and unto the stranger. I am Yahweh Elohim. Now you see the Most High told you, you got to count your days, and you got to see that the seventh, that you got to count seven Sabbaths. And if you just do the math, if you start from the day after the Sabbath, and you count seven Sabbaths, that's 49 days. And then the 50th day, you proclaim a holy convocation. That's the day you bring up your offering. And you got to have 7 days in a week for that to happen. Yahweh has showed us how to count our days, weeks, months, and years. And when do you do this? It has to be at a time appointed. And what did he appoint it for? He appointed it for us. And what does he want us to be in this appointed time? He wants you to be holy. So the time has to be in something that is indicative of being set aside. And it has to be something that is indicative of being praised, of his praises. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, if you count the weeks, it's going to be in an order of four. If you count it in the months, it's going to be at a time that is set aside for holiness. And when is that time? Well, we've been telling you this whole time. Anything dealing with the third is holy. It's set aside. The Passover, the Saturday, is the third day. The first Saturday was the third day after the beginning of the year. The first Saturday, the children of Israel came out of Egypt and received the Ten Commandments. in the third month, on the third day of the week. Yah's prophet, Abraham, was set aside with the order of three. All throughout the book. So when do you think Yahweh has us keeping the feast of weeks? It's appointed and it's holy for his praise. But you're not going to be able to even see it and understand it if you're going by the moon. Now, the thing is this. If you go to the book of Nehemiah, the 10th chapter, I'm going to show you something. In Nehemiah chapter 10, I'm starting at the 32nd verse, because the Jewish man and his calendar that we've been tricked into following for these many years tells you that the Feast of Weeks is 50 days after the day of Feast of Unleavened Bread. And they determined the Feast of Unleavened Bread by the moon. They determined the beginning of the year by the moon. They determined the Passover by the moon. They determined every feast day by the moon. So 1 month, they might have the Feast of Weeks in the same month that it actually is. But the next year, it'll be in a whole different month. Because they have 13 months in their year sometimes. Yahweh never says anything about 13 months. Yet the Jewish man will have 13 months. This doctrine will show you 13 months that they have. And that will make your Feast of Weeks a whole month late. And what does that mean? That means that it's not in its appointed time. That means that you're not in the proper order for Yah's praise. That means it's not in the proper order for Yah's holiness. And in the book of Nehemiah, the 10th chapter, the 32nd verse, it states, also we made ordinances for us to charge ourselves yearly with the third part of a shekel for the service of the house of our Elohim, for the shewbread, and for the continual meat offering, and for the continual burnt offering of the Sabbath, of the new month, for the set feasts, and for the holy thing, and for the sin offerings, to make atonement for Israel, and for all the work of the house of our Elohim. And we cast the lots among the priests, the Levites, and among the people, for the wood offering, to bring it unto the house of our Elohim, after the houses of our fathers, at times appointed year by year, to burn upon the altar Yahweh our Elohim, as it is written in the law, and to bring the first fruits of our ground, and the first fruits of all fruits of all trees, year by year, unto the house of Yah. And the Jewish man in his Talmud will tell him that the year of trees is different than the year that Yahweh told you is the year when the year begins. They will have you keeping the year of trees, the civil year, and the spiritual year, or the holy year. And there's only 1 year. And when is the year, what year are you supposed to bring the first fruits of your trees? Well, that's the fourth year. So whatever year you plant the tree, and 4 years later, you have to bring the fruit every year, year by year. Every fourth year of that tree. Every year, you have to bring the first fruits of the ground. That's the Feast of Weeks at a certain time. In the book of 2 Chronicles, the 31st chapter. Excuse start reading. We want to get right to it. So we're going to start at verse 7. It says, in the third month, they began to lay the foundation of heaps and finished them. Now, I'm going to have to start a little before that. In 2 Chronicles 31, I have to start at the first verse. Now, when all this was finished, all Israel that were present went out to the cities of Judah and break the images in pieces and cut down the groves and threw down the high places and the altars out of all Judah and Benjamin and Ephraim, also and Manasseh, until they had utterly destroyed them all. Then all the children of Israel returned, every man to his possession, into their own city. And Hezekiah appointed the courses of the priests and the Levites after their courses, every man according to his service. The priests, the Levites, for burnt offerings, and the peace offerings to minister and to give thanks, and to praise in the gates in the tents of Yahweh. This is why, how you praise the Most High, by bringing offerings. The Feast of Weeks is for Yah's praises. How are you going to praise Yahweh and you're not bringing him your first? You say the firstborn son must get a double portion of your inheritance because he is the beginning of your strength. And the first fruit is the beginning of the strength of your harvest. And if you want it to be blessed, you got to bring your first fruits. And I'm going to show you that. And Hezekiah appointed also the king's portion, his, verse 3, his substance for the burnt offerings, to wit, for the morning and evening burnt offerings, and the burnt offerings for the Sabbaths, and for the new months, and for the set feasts, as it is written in the law. And you see, these feasts are set, so they're appointed. And it's appointed for who? For us. They're reserved for us. And only Israel is going to be able to show you when it is. Verse 5. And as soon as the commandment came abroad, the children of Israel brought in abundance the first fruits of corn, wine, oil, and honey, and of all the increase of the field, and the tithe of all things brought they in abundantly concerning the children of Israel and Judah that dwelt in the cities of Yehuda. They also brought in the tithe of oxen and sheep, and the tithe of holy things, which were consecrated unto Yah the Elohim, and laid them by heaps. And in the third month, they began to lay the foundation of the heaps, and finished them in the seventh month. Why did they begin to bring the heaps in the third month? It says right here in the fifth verse, and as soon as the commandment came abroad, the children of Israel brought in abundance the first fruit of corn, wine, oil, and honey, and of all the increase in the field, and the tithe of all things they brought in abundantly, and concerning the children of Israel and Judah that dwelt in the cities of Judah, they also brought in the tithe of oxen and laid the tithe of holy things, which were consecrated unto Yah the Elohim, and laid them by heaps. In verse 7, in the third month, they began to lay the foundation of the heaps and finished them in the seventh month. That's how many months they was bringing it in, but it started in the third month, because the third is set aside for Yah's holiness. And the first fruits is when you praise the Most High. And when Hezekiah, the princes, and the princes came and saw the heaps, they blessed Yahweh and his people Israel. Then Hezekiah questioned with the priests and the Levites concerning the heaps. And Azariah, the chief priest of the house of Zadok, answered him and said, since the people began to bring the offerings, and when did they begin to bring the offerings? In the third month. Since the people began to bring the offerings into the house of Yah, we have had enough to eat, and we have had plenty. For Yahweh has blessed his people, and that which is left is this great store. And that's what happens when you bring your first fruits. You bless so much that they had to build rooms to keep their treasures. And God, like, why you got this stuff in heaps all around? He said, man, it's so much. We got so blessed, we had to start putting them in piles. And God said, well, you got to build some chambers for this. And that's what they did. But you see, they did it. They started it in the third month. Why didn't they start bringing the first fruits of the field in the third month? It was set aside. Also, just to show you what we're doing with the Feast of Weeks, what this bringing the first fruits means, go to the book of Proverbs, the third chapter. And look at verse 9. In Proverbs 3:9 states, honor Yah with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Yeah, we had no problem getting our paycheck, and as soon as we get our paycheck, the first thing you're doing is blessing yourself. And you hear people say, when you pay yourself first, pay yourself first. What about Yahweh, who gave you the power to give? Honor Yah first. Give Yah his first. And then you will keep giving the strength of the first of your labors. But we don't want to honor Yah. We want to honor ourselves and our girlfriends and our wives and everybody else, and honor our friends, honor our bosses. But Yah said, honor him with your substance. Because this is how you praise Yahweh. You can't just pray. Yah said, you come before me and don't be empty. Don't come before me empty-handed. How you gonna come before Yah empty-handed? You're not gonna bring nothing to the Most High. He said, remember the Levite and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow who don't have nothing. Levite don't have an inheritance. And that's why you saw it with Hezekiah. The priest was like, man, we good. We got plenty to eat. And we got so much, we got to store up the treasure houses. And that was able to feed the poor. But if you're not bringing it first to Yah, you're not going to have enough, because you didn't give your glory and your strength to the Most High. Because that's how you praise the Most High, with your first. You praise Yah first. You wake up in the morning and praise Yah first. Look in the book of Jeremiah, the second chapter. We're going to start in Jeremiah 2. We're going to start in the first verse. It says, moreover, the word of Yah came unto me, saying, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem. Thus saith Yahweh, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thy espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Israel was holiness unto Yahweh, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devoured him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith Yah. Now this is the thing. Israel is the first fruit of Yahweh. We're the first fruits of Yah's increase. But what do we do with the first fruit of the increase that that Yah give us? Do we honor him? No. Yet and still, if you offend Israel, Yahweh will deal with you. And we're not remembering him that appointed the rain, that giveth rain, the former and the latter, and give and reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of harvest. Which is why it's impossible to celebrate this holy day in America, because you don't even know how to tell Yah's time when you're listening to your enemies, and you're eating from your enemies, and you're surviving off of your enemies. Yahweh said he has sent us into a land, and that in that land you will have statutes that are not good and judgments that you cannot live by. So you're not going to be able to do this. It's not good. In Ezekiel, the 44th chapter, go there, just to show you, this is how you praise Yahweh with your first fruits. Ezekiel 44, verse 30, it reads, "And the first of all, the first fruits of all things, and every oblation of all, of every sort of your oblations, shall be the priest. Ye shall also give unto the priest the first of your gold, that he may cause the blessing to rest in thine house. The priest shall not eat of anything that is dead of itself or torn, whether it be a fowl or beast." He says that you got to give them the first of your gold, your grain, that ye may cause the blessing to rest in your house. If you want to be blessed, you got to praise Yah and offer to him your first. Now, how is it that our people are being taught these crooked things about the Feast of Weeks, believe they're keeping the Feast of Weeks, and they're not? So they don't know what time the Feast of Weeks is, especially if you're going by the Jewish calendar. And I hope you're not going by the Gregorian calendar to determine the Feast of Weeks, or the equinox or the solstice. Is Yahweh didn't mention none of these things. What he did say is that you have to start counting your weeks on the morrow after the Sabbath, and it should be 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. In 50 days shall you have numbered. And on that self same day, you have to bring your offering. Now you have to know Yah's set time. You have to know Yah's signs, seasons, days, and years. You have to know his weeks, his months, in order to know what that time is. And you cannot be in this polluted land. You can't be defiled. Let me show you what Yahweh told us in the book of Amos, the 7th chapter, the 17th verse. When Yahweh said in Amos, the 7th chapter, the 17th verse, therefore, verse 16, let's start there. "Now therefore, hear the word of Yahweh. Thou sayest, prophesy not against Israel, and drop not thy word against the house of Yitzchak. Therefore, thus saith Yah, thy wife shall be in harlot in the city, and thy sons and thy daughters shall fall by the sword. Thy fame shall be divided by line, and thou shalt die in a polluted land, and Israel shall surely go into captivity forth of his land." Now, if you're going to not only die in a polluted land, you're eating in a polluted land. All the bread and grain you just picked up from Whole Foods and spent $8.99 on, it's polluted. And you can't bring that for your first fruits. It's not in your land. It's polluted. And Yahweh doesn't accept that. He said it's an abomination. But if we don't praise Yah, we got to praise Yah in his proper order. And the Most High wants you to know that you cannot praise Yah with this abominable way that you live. We got to return to Him and learn His signs, His word, His seasons, His word, His days, is His word, His years, is His word. We have to know it. Because if we don't know it, then you just won't have any clue when Yah's fourth feast day, holy feast day is, which is the fourth to praise Yahweh with all. And don't you want to praise Yahweh in holiness and in righteousness and in truth? I know I do. And Yahweh wants you to know that the Feast of Weeks is very important. And you must remember Yah's Feast of Weeks, because we were bondmen in Egypt. And we're bondmen here. And we will have to honor Yah with our first fruits. So we might as well start now. And the first fruits that you can honor Yah with right now is giving up His praises. Offer unto Yah. Sing unto Yah. Dance unto Yah. Work for Yah. Praise the mighty Yah. For Yah is holy and Yah is righteous. And let Yahweh be magnified. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much. And so do we at the house of Israel. Hallelujah. And Shalom.
I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Lead me in your truth and He'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything and to every word spoken. You can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy and His love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.